Welcome to The Process of Being. I'm Carolyn London, spiritual teacher and coach. This is a spiritual podcast where I and guests will talk about what it means to just be. To be here, to be spirit, to be human, to be you. We'll explore different teaching, thoughts, ideas, and practices on being. Have you ever felt like you didn't know how to do life? Does it seem at times that everyone around you has it all together but you? Are you being called to something you're just not sure what? Well, welcome to the show. This is a show for those seeking, and we're here to help you explore, discover what it means to be you.
Good morning, Blog Talk Radio and podcast listeners. Welcome to The Process of Being. This is entirely new for me. I'm wondering if I'm even doing it correctly. So, I apologize for that blank air time. I'm really not sure if I'm recording at all. I am having a little technical difficulties. I should have asked for more help than I've had. But I am grateful for anyone who is listening. Welcome. So, on today's episode, we will be discussing acceptance, spiritual acceptance. So let's get started. Like I mentioned in the intro, I am a spiritual coach and teacher. I am hosting this blog talk, this podcast on Blog Talk Radio as a spiritual advice and coaching show. Teaching back in October and something that I go through with my clients. And what I've gathered in my spiritual coaching and readings is that a lot of people have difficulties with life and understanding how to process things in their life. And even on a spiritual journey, how does some of the spiritual teachings fit into practical everyday life? And so I came up with this class in what I call a healing circle to be able to talk to others about just things in life. For instance, today's topic, acceptance. What does it mean, spiritual acceptance? So acceptance spiritually is when a person agrees to experience a situation, to follow a process or condition, often a negative or uncomfortable situation, without attempting to change it, protest, or exit. Spiritual acceptance embraces the bigger picture, understanding that life situation is just a piece of the puzzle or just a piece of a journey that you're on. Spiritual acceptance understands that everything is happening according to divine timing. You may not agree with all of it on some level, but knowing that there's a divine order going on, even though you can't see it or understand it, why it's happening, you're allowing it to happen. You let go and let God, Spirit, the universe take over. It is from this place that you allow the situation to come to you as an experience, as a lesson, as just something that is happening, as opposed to something that we are avoiding with all costs. If you can accept from that point that this is divinely happening for a reason, you will start to understand the why this particular thing is happening to you. And, eventually, once we get past the initial shock or the initial discomfort, then you start to understand how this is playing a bigger role in your life. So spiritual acceptance to me is a huge part of when we feel like we're in control. I think one of the biggest issues that we have is that we feel like we're in control of our lives. And when things don't go according to plan, we are lost. And for some people, it's extreme anxiety. For some people, the loss, the unexpected event makes them it brings up anxiety and other issues, triggers that we weren't ready to accept in that moment. Sometimes things are just happening as a bump in the road because there is something greater to learn. There is something greater to sort of shift or move around. But for so many of us, so many in the world without a practice or even starting a practice, some of the things that happen are something that we are being conditioned to avoid. We then are conditioned to blame ourselves because nothing is happening according to plan. A lot of what we consume also doesn't help with this. because we see people's lives play out on television and movies and even in social media, and what we seem to think is the most perfect way. Everyone has problems. Life is always hard. There are always things that come up unexpectedly. There are always losses. There are always, you know, we said bump in the road. That is a fact. That is a fact about everyone's life. No one is immune to that. We don't do ourselves a service, or we don't help ourselves by getting incredibly upset about it, avoiding it, pretending it's not happening, beating ourselves up about it, blaming ourselves for it. None of it helps. But sort of to be still in the moment and watch the experience unfold like you would anything else in your life makes acceptance, accepting that everyone has these moments in life, makes it easier to navigate through them. There's a quote or something going around online. It's a meme, and I'm sure this belongs to someone, and I'm not quoting it correctly, probably, but the best thing that you can do, and I'm totally butchering the quote, during a storm is just to be still. You don't want to add to the storm. You don't want to add to the chaos. You don't want to add to whatever the thing is that's happening that could potentially become worse because I'm either mad about it, anxious about it, nervous about it, you know, worried about it. You know, for some of us, we can start fighting with other people, blaming other people, making the situation worse when all you could do is sort of take a breath, sit still, and accept that this is where you are. Another way that this is can play out is another way that acceptance is necessary. So let's say, for instance, you're in a relationship or in a job, in a career, on a path that you're not really happy about. Rather than waking up every day lamenting that fact, oh, I hate this job, or when am I going to get out of this relationship, or when am I going to get in the relationship, rather than focusing on that, one of the practices in acceptance is accept this is where you are. And that does not necessarily mean owning it or saying, oh, or settling, because there's a difference between surrender and settling. But accepting is a form, it's sort of the beginning for me of surrender. This is where I am. I don't like where I am, but it is where I am. And from this place of acceptance, I can then start thinking of something else. But if I'm only ever focused on, I hate this job. I don't want to be here. I deserve so much better. I'm just so bored. I don't want to get up. I'm not actually thinking about what's next. I'm only thinking about what's wrong right now with me, what I don't like. And that's fine. We all have to come to those moments where I'm not happy where I am. But the being happy with where you're not being happy where you are doesn't mean it needs to be someone's fault or there be something wrong with you. Sometimes we just outgrow situations. We grow out jobs. We outgrow relationships. We want something different. We shift, we change, just like everything else on this planet. We change and are continuously changing. We, a lot of the times, feel like that sort of shouldn't be happening. We have a hard time as humans accepting that change is a part of our lives. But rather than fighting that feeling or focusing only on the negative aspect of that, if we can accept this is not where I want to be, we can start thinking about maybe what would be a better situation for us. And not in the form of complaining or not in that I want. I am accepting that this is not working for me anymore. I'm going to start thinking about something else. But I accept that for right now, this is the job that I have. This is the one that pays the bills. But I'm going to start asking, praying, meditating, being in silence with where I would like to go next. Because maybe you don't know what's next. Maybe you don't know what the plan is. But if I can settle into this acceptance of this is not what I want for myself, this is not making me happy, accepting that, owning that can allow for inspiration. I like to call the universe, God, spirit. I like to call it inspiration. When I allow the space for that, my intuition, that those entities to come in, I'm allowing inspiration to show me what's next, as opposed to like, focusing so heavy, taking the bull by the horn. All right, I don't like this. What am I going to do about it? It's like, okay, this isn't working. What can come from this? Where can I go from here? What will make me happy? But it's only in accepting that this situation isn't good, this situation isn't working, can I come to a settled place, a surrender of, okay, what's next? there's something wrong with me because I've outgrown a situation or a job or a relationship. There's nothing wrong with you. That is, those are facts of life. What makes the situation harder is when we feel like somehow we're wrong, someone's wronged us, something has to be wrong in order for this not to work anymore, when really we're constantly shifting and changing and growing. And the next step is accepting that. It's accepting that just like the way the trees accept that in the fall the leaves are gone and in the spring they blossom again, it's that we accept that there are seasons in our lives and things change and there's time for us to shift and move, and it doesn't necessarily mean that we have to, you know, sit in a dark hole because things are changing. It doesn't mean you failed. It just means it's time for something else. So with that, I'd like to open it up if anyone's interested. Again, trying to navigate this new realm in media for me, to see if there are any callers, anybody that would like to come on. So the next step to accepting is surrender. And the way that I like to describe surrender, and I can do a whole show on surrender, is that, and this is actually not my, Mark Aneppo wrote a book, wrote several books. He's been on Oprah several times, Super Soul Sunday. But I loved his description of surrender. He's like, surrender is gently flowing with the river's current. What we are constantly taught and what we constantly do is to not accept the current of life. We fight against it. We want to swim upstream all the time. I don't know what it is that we're thinking we're avoiding. People are like, I have to figure it out. I have to know what's going on. I have to make a plan. Sometimes life just wants you to flow, like merrily go down the stream so that you can see what's next. What happens in surrender, again, and this goes back to the acceptance, is that every now and then when you're flowing down the river, flowing down the current, you are going to sometimes come up against some driftwood or some rapid rocks. It's going to be bumpy, and you might even like be hanging on for dear life. That's life. The river isn't constantly flowing perfectly down the stream with absolutely nothing in its way. And life is the same way. But it doesn't mean it's wrong. It doesn't mean you took the wrong path. It just means sometimes there are bumps, there are driftwood, there are times in our lives where we have to stop and sort of look and evaluate. And maybe that means that it's going to take us down slightly different path down the river, or take us down, we cut through and go sit in a pond for a few years because we have to sit there and marinate and grow and change, and we're stuck there for a while and there's some stuff that we need to learn. It doesn't mean your life is wrong. It means life comes with those challenges for a reason. How else do we evolve? How else do we grow? How else do we even know that we are growing if not faced with those situations that are showing us, oh, I've done this before, I'm better prepared for it. Or I've dealt with this further along up the stream, and now that I'm here, I know how to deal with it. I know how to, you know, clear out a small bush. I can clear out a little tiny dam to keep moving. I know how to do it now. I don't need to get stuck here like I did before. For instance, for anybody who's dealing now with relationship, whether it's friendship or family or romantic, you know, if you've probably been here before. Sometimes lessons come up over and over again to see if we're going to get how to deal with it, how to best deal with it for us. So you might have feeling like, oh my God, something's wrong with me. Every time I get into a new relationship, it never works out. I get to this point and then it stops working. I challenge you to see where it's the same the last time and see where you didn't learn the lesson. Part of being, a big part of my coaching, is showing people where the patterns have shown up before and how you're getting it wrong. Here, and not wrong in a bad way, but here's where you're not paying attention. Here's where life is asking you to make a change that's a little bit hard. It means a little bit of a sacrifice, but it means huge growth on your part if you can see this differently. not as something that's happening to you, but maybe something you're allowing or something you're not even allowing to come up in a way that it's good for you. For instance, if you are find yourself in a relationship where people are taking all the time and you have to end it because you just can't give anymore, when are you going to learn that you're not valuing yourself enough? And those lessons will come up in our lives repeatedly. They get us to see, here's where you need to take better care of yourself. Here's where you need to value yourself. Here's where you're not honoring yourself. Or let's say, whether it's at work and you work really hard and you're always there, but you keep getting passed up for promotion. Again, this is a situation where maybe you're not valuing yourself, or maybe you're not speaking up. Maybe you're in situations where you feel bullied, where someone is taking advantage of you at work, at home, in all sorts of scenarios in your life. This is life showing you, not as a punishment, but here's an opportunity to step up. Here's an opportunity to speak up. Here's an opportunity to stop playing small, believing that you deserve less than what you think you should, you know, how you should be treated. This is all surrender. This is all acceptance. Surrender that life isn't hurting you. It's showing you how to do it differently and how to do it better. And so he described it as, you know, Mark Aleppo described it as surrender is just going down the stream of life, allowing life to show you some things, but also learning along the way. When you've seen the scenario, how you've learned from the last one. And acceptance is a big part of that. It's not us. Typically, it's not something we're doing wrong. It's somewhere where we can learn how to do something differently. I haven't had a caller. Hi there. I think I have someone on the line. Hello? So this is, I don't know how long you guys have been listening, but if anybody is ready to come on in and take a call, that would be wonderful. It's nice to have this conversation with someone else. Well, with that said, I think I've said everything that I needed to say today. Hopefully next week's call will be a little bit more smoother and I will get more people in and participating. I hope you guys appreciate this this episode of The Process of Being. Topic today was accepting and surrender. You can listen to this after the show. It'll be up on the Blog Talk Radio Universal Energy website. And until next week, thank you all for listening. Have a wonderful, wonderful day. Thank you.